news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
If it's Tuesday, it's report time. The House Intelligence Committee is expected to vote on and publicly release its impeachment inquiry report based on the 2 weeks of hearings just completed. The report, said to be approximately 175 pages long, should lay out their case that Trump's effort to pressure Ukraine to announce investigations of his political rivals was an abuse of power that warrants his removal from office. Republicans Monday evening released their minority report, basically saying, there's nothing to see here, move right along. CNN's Aaron Burnett and Dana Bash were incredulous.
The president said it himself, Dana. And yet Nunes and Jordan have come out with a report saying the facts aren't the facts.
Black is white, up is down. I mean, it's where we are, unfortunately, and it just doesn't match with the reality that's in front of our face that the president himself said. So, you know, they took this report maybe not just 2 steps too far, 10 steps too far, because they can, because they believe that they can get away with it with the people that they care about, the Republican base. And the current state of affairs shows that they're not wrong.
The next phase of the impeachment inquiry begins Wednesday morning at 10 Eastern with the first hearing in the Judiciary Committee. This will be an academic exercise with law professors explaining the legal points of impeachment and high crimes and misdemeanors. There's another report expected in the next week or so. This one from the Department of Justice's Inspector General regarding the much-touted investigation into
the oranges of the investigation, the beginnings of that investigation.
Right, the origins of the Russia investigation. Well, in a sort of a pre-buttle, Attorney General Bill Barr told associates he disagrees with the tone of the key findings in the report. Most notably that the FBI had enough information in July of 2016 to justify launching an investigation into members of the Trump campaign.
Attorney General William Barr has reportedly told associates he disagrees with the Justice Department's Inspector General on one of the key findings in his anticipated report. According to the Washington Post, Barr has not been convinced of DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz's conclusion that the FBI had appropriate grounds to launch the investigation into the Trump campaign in 2016, according to people familiar with the matter. The Inspector General report is currently being finalized and will be released next week. The Attorney General has faced criticism in the past for publicly defending the president and for giving off the appearance of not being completely impartial. It is unclear how Barr will react publicly, but it is a standard practice for every Inspector General report to include a written response from the department. Former Justice Department spokesman Matt Miller tweeted about the report, quote, unreal. It is not uncommon for an AG to disagree with an IG finding because it is too tough on the DOJ. I have never heard of an IG confirming the department did things correctly and an AG disputing it. Just shocking partisan behavior.
Donald Trump is in London for a NATO meeting. Early Tuesday morning, he sat alongside NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg for a 53-minute session where he rambled incoherently to the assembled press. For example, on impeachment, Trump said, it's a hoax. The impeachment thing is a hoax. It's turned out to be a hoax. It's done for purely political gain. They're going to see whether or not they can do something in 2020 because otherwise they're going to lose. This is such typical Trump speak. He's got the intelligence and reasoning skills of a 10-year-old. For example, take the word hoax. Merriam-Webster defines hoax as an act intended to trick or dupe or something accepted or established by fraud or fabrication. The impeachment process is not a hoax at all. It's a legitimate procedure being debated and voted on by the House of Representatives, as outlined in the United States Constitution. What is a hoax is Donald Trump's presidency. Just saying. The Supreme Court on Monday heard its first Second Amendment case in almost 10 years. This case concerns a New York City ordinance that limited the transport of guns outside an owner's home. fearing a loss in the Supreme Court, to say nothing of a broad ruling from the court's conservative majority on what the Second Amendment protects, the city repealed the ordinance and now argues that the case is moot. But the court may be ready to end its decade of silence, elaborate on the meaning of the Second Amendment, and in the process, tell the lower courts whether they have been faithful to the message of the 2008 Heller decision. Now we wait. Another one bites the dust. Two more Democrats have left the race. Admiral Joe Sestak and Montana Governor Steve Bullock both ended their presidential bids on Monday. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. So on this Giving Tuesday, please visit NicoleSandler.com. Click on that donate button. And thank you.